The World Health Organization and the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, are intensifying efforts to drastically reduce the spread of measles, a leading killer of children. That nearly 750,000 children die each year from measles, more than half of them in Africa. The UN agencies plan to expand a campaign against measles, which they started 3 years ago in 45 priority countries. That campaign has cut the number of deaths by 25%. A World Health Organization spokeswoman, Melissa Corkum, says the new strategy aims to reduce measles deaths by 50% by 2005.
The strategy basically is providing every child with two opportunities for a measles immunization, whether through routine immunization or supported by supplementary immunization campaigns. What we're now looking to do is intensify commitment politically within the 45 priority countries, but also within donor countries, because, of course, coupled with these efforts is, of course, the requirement of political and financial support of donors and governments throughout the world to put this strategy into action.
The 45 targeted countries account for 95% of measles deaths around the world. 31 of these countries are in Africa. The World Health Organization and UNICEF say almost 500,000 children will be saved every year if there are expanded efforts to immunize and protect all children against measles. Since they launched their anti-measles campaign in 2000, the agencies say they have delivered vaccine against the disease to more than 200 million children globally. Of all the vaccine-preventable diseases, Ms. Corkum says measles remains the leading childhood killer.
An incredibly safe, effective vaccine to prevent measles has been available for the past 40 years. Today, it's unacceptable that nearly 750,000 kids still die from measles, so it's important that every child has two opportunities for that life-saving measles vaccine.
The World Health Organization says it would cost governments only $1 to save one child from dying from measles. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.